We are learning Masechtas Yevamos Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph. The Rava first shlugged up Rav Sheshes's raya. Rav Sheshes wanted to bring a raya that Petzula Daka lost its kedusha because you see Mutav and Nesina. So Rav said, "Nah, it's a different reason. Nesina, the pshat is because it's really we're talking about a gerus, and gerus is in the have a iser of leschat and bam, and we're talking about the new Durabana and the old Durabana there, and it was not raya Petzula Daka. But Hadam Rava, no, Rav Sheshes is a homestead right." That it has to be because he lost his kedusha. Because the whole iser of l'seschatim bam is dafka by gyeris. Dafka by gyeris of shivam is the iser l'seschatim bam. Hodam rava, lav milsihi the amri. Begiyusam, if there's still a guy, then there's no, the avichavim less lu chastas. When they're a guy, there's no chastas. It wouldn't pass the l'seschatim bam. Niskairus lechasas. The Islay Schatimba has to be on a Gyeris. Because on a guy, there's no chitum, there's no kedush zachal. So the Paslay Schatimba. So it has to be on a Gyeris. And still the Islay Schatimba. So why is it Psuadaka Mutta? It must be. There's no kedush on Psuadaka. And it's a raya to a Koyim Psuadaka that's allowed to marry, that he's allowed to marry Gyeris Shah because he lost kedusha, Kedusha's Koyim. So now, that's what comes out. So Rav and Rav Sheshes both hold it's a raya lemaisa that a petzua daka and could marry Gerus Shevkos because it doesn't have kedusha anymore. That's the Ram and Pasuk. Also, that's the raya Rav and I'm pretty sure Ram and Pasuk that. That's how Rav and Rav Sheshes come out. Now the Gemara has a question. Just once you said Rav said this is so that l'seschatim bam is not shaykh by a goy. We're going to jump on Rav and see we have a cash on that. Moshe Rav Yosef it says by Shloima Hamelach by ischatin Shloima as bas parim melch Mitzrayim. Shloima Hamelach was mischatein with the daughter of Paroi Melech Mitzrayim. It says Vika Chazbas Paroi VaYivia El Ir David Ad Kolosh Livnoi says Beisoy VeBeis Hashem Mischum Shlaim Zav. He basically married. We'll see. He didn't really marry, but Vischatein Shloima is Bas Paroi. Says Loshu Chitun, and she's a goyta. What's going on? So it's a Ryan Al Grava. So tomorrow, no, maybe Guru Gary. Shloima Melech made her into a ger first. That's why passed Vischatein. They were Makabal Gayim those days. In those days, they were Makabal Gayim because in the time of prosperous times, the David and Shlomo, you were not like Makabal Gayim. So, Makabal Gayim. So, tomorrow, no, it doesn't pass over here. Me do time El Shulchan Malachim because you don't want them to give me girls for the wrong reasons. She came from a king's house. She didn't come for the money. She had enough money. So, here, you let her be Makabal. Great thing, Marlon, Kasha. Okay, good. She was a Gyeris. And that's why we're saying Losh by Ischatin. But Frank the Gemara, table with our mitzvahs for Shoni. She was a mitzvah. And Allah is now I marry a mitzvah. And Rashi has passed by Ischatin by a mitzvah. That's Rashi was a Kasha. Frank, Taisvis, what do you mean? By Isser, Asay. It's only Isser Asay. It passes Ketri solutions. Why can't I say by Ischatin, Mom, then? Why can't I say by Ischatin? Why can't I say it? So Taisvis has different. The Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is. That how Shlomo marry her? Good, you made her into a ger, but she's a mitzvah. How did Shlomo marry her? That was the Gemara's kasha. Either way, Gemara's kasha is tapele that she's a mitzvah. So tomorrow, maybe I'll tell you, no pshat why you let him marry her. Bechit, not a problem, mitzvah. Why? Bechitay mahanoch as la'ama. The original mitzvahim are not around anymore. They're dead. Hanach as la'ama. The people in Mitzrayim now are not mitzvahim. Are not mitzvahim. Rashi says, what do you mean? Where are they? Mesu v'tovu mei paray. They died and they got drowned mei paray. And the Chiaz added Pasuk says, "Now I marry a Mitzri." The Chiaz Rachman I'm Erev Rav. But anyone who is in Mitzrayim is not a Mitzri anymore. Maybe that's Pshat. That's what's happening right now. So Frank Tzach to Rishonim. That what do you mean? Mesu v'tava mei paray. Not everyone died in the Yamsuf. What about the people in Mitzrayim? Zok the Rishonim and the Goyin already brings us down. Then Rashi and Chumash brings us down already. That says Ki Hashem nilchem lehem in Mitzrayim. Rashi brings down. That when the Mitzrayim were drowning the Yamsuf, the people of Mitzrayim were getting killed also. There was like a tidal wave, maybe something happened to the people of Mitzrayim also. They all died. They all died. There's nothing left, maybe. That's my kasha. Whereas it's not true. There were people left. I tell you, to the Braisa, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Min Yamin Ger Mitzri Ha Yali Chever Matamidei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda said, I had a friend who was a Ger Mitzri. He was a friend. He was one Tamidei Rabbi Akiva. His name was Min Yamin. And he said like this. Oyman, he said, I need Mitzri Rishon, I'm a Mitzri Rishon, and it's also Mitzri Shoshana. And I married a Mitzri Shoshana. I'm an Asi Lebani, I'll marry my son off to Mitzri Shnia. Kadeshi Ben Bani, my Iniklach be Royal Love of a Kal. So you see the word Mitzri around. So it's back Shver, how could Shlomo HaMelech marry a Mitzri? And for the Gemara, Omra Papa, Nam, Shlomo Leku, Venesiv. I'm going to ask a Kasha of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo Leinosiv Midi, Shlomo didn't marry anyone. The Chsiv Bey, it says in the Pasuk that This was a shtickle of Musa to of Shlomo HaMelech, and Pasuk reads like this: "Min ha'goyim asher amar Hashem al bnei Yisrael lo yavoyu b'hem." To the goyim who Hashem said, "Don't go to them." Ve'heim lo yavoyu b'hem. They shouldn't come to you. Ochein yatu es levav chemach reliheim. They're going to cause you to turn your heart away from after their gods. Behem davak Shlomo lahava. And those people, Shlomo was davak lahava. And when Medayik, davak Shlomo lahava, Rashi says, v'loy le'ishus. It wasn't ishus. Elakasha, why say v'ishchaten? V'toycha hava yiseir, shahava ma'alav kosov, kilu mishchaten bo. It's kilu, he was mishchaten because he loved them so much. But there was no real chit in this. Don't ask me a kasha. Lo yishchaten bo really means chastos only by a geyeris, and therefore it's a riot to rabba. Ay, v'ishchaten v'shloima, a special thing there, we don't understand it. But there was epes l'snusay mishchaten, Rashi says, was not ishus, and v'ishchaten means the hava yiseir. What?
Why are you saying he was
Mazana with him? I told you, we can't understand him. That's what Rashi says. And that's what happened. We can't understand Gedolim like Shlomo HaMelech, whatever the Pshat is, we can't understand it. Omalei Ravina L'Ravashi. Whole Kasha, Rashi and Rava's Rise, Gebait from Avraisa, it says, Betsua Daka is Mutav and Asina. It says, Omalei Ravina Rashi, now we learned, Betsua Daka. And Armish says, Suda Khrushchev, Chomotam Ligeris Vishreres. It says, Mutav Ligeris, don't say Mutav and Asino, I'm Asino Asirit. So it's a cash on the Brysa. Omalev Tameich, Ema Seif, it isn't Seifa. Veina Asur Mela Melova Vakal. The only is Love of Vakal. Hoven Asino Sharu. Selim Halak Lamashmaner. It's not a riot from there, from our Mishnah, which way, one way or another. So it's a good riot, it's a good riot still, and everything's Gavaldic. Dr. Mishnah Vaitan. Amoini Umay Avi Asurim Vesur Israelim. A pasuk in the Torah, Lo Yavoi Amoini Umaavi Bekal Hashem Gamdar Asiri Lo Yavoi Bekal Hashem Ad Olam. Pasuk says Amoini Umaavi are not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael, and the reason is, it says in the pasuk, Al Dvar Shaloi Kidmu Eschem Belech Vamayim Vederach Seisach Mitzrayim Vasher Socher Alecha As Bilam Ben Barim Psar Ram Raim Lekal Lecha. So Shaila, if it's going on one that the one of them was because they didn't bring out lechem, and the other one is because they were Socher Bilam Akapanim, or it's both. But they cannot marry into Klal Yisrael. Mitzri ba'doimi ina shemala shlosh dairis. They till three dairis they can't marry. Afterwards they could. Echad, yeah, I missed something. Back to Amoini Ma'avesur Mesuras Eir. Lema Amnei Kavaseim Mitaris Miyad. But they're the ladies, the women, the daughters are Mutar Miyad. Mitzri ba'doimi ina shemala shlosh dairis. Only three dairis. But there it has a chumrah. Echad Zchar Mechad Kavis. Sides Zchar Mechad Kavis are aser. Until three days. Rav Shimon, Matas al Kevis Viyav. Rav Shimon says that the Kevis are Mutam Yad by the Mitzvah of Daimi. Or Rav Shimon, Kav HaChaymer. I'll tell you why it's Kav HaChaymer. Madvarim. Oma, Mimimimakim, Shosh HaChorim. Issa Oilam. Madak by Amoini Umaavi. That's Osir Issa Oilam. Hittas and the Kevis, Miyad. Mokam Shlosh HaChorim. Ela Ach Shlosh HaChorim. Didn't you not this Kevis Miyad? They're truly Mutam Yad. It's a Kav HaChaymer. If by the place which Osir Issa Oilam and the Kevis are Mutter, so by the thing it's only Osir three days, shouldn't it be Mutam Yad? If you have a Kabbalah that's by Mitzri, it's Mutter in the Kaveh, it's good. I'll listen to you. But if it's a Kavachayim, yes, Tshuva, there's a Tshuva to the Kavachayim. We have to wait for the Gemara to see that. Omalahem, so he says, Loi, ki halacha niyeme. First of all, he said, there's no Tshuva. And second of all, it's halacha. And that's Shem. Well, the Gemara, we'll discuss this later on in the parak. Zok the Gemara. First, the Gemara discusses, what is the Makar that Amoini v'loy amoinis ma'av v'loy ma'avis that are k'nekevois amoini ma'av v'yamuta. What is the makar for this? So Gemara is going to go into a whole long ma'isa with Shaul HaMelech and David. David HaMelech, who actually knew Shaul HaMelech from before, he used to play music for him because Shaul HaMelech suffered a little bit from depression. So David HaMelech was by Shaul a little bit. Later on, the Goliath came and he set up camp connected Klal Yisrael, and he said, you send someone to fight with me. And he was being mecharef, magadef, kneged Klal Yisrael, making fun of them. And he said, give me a guy to fight with me. And no one wanted to go fight Goliath, who's a huge giant. And told David HaMelech, offered his services. And when he was going on to fight, Shaul HaMelech asked his general Avner, who is this guy? Who is this boy going to fight Goliath? And we just said, he knew who David was. What does it mean, who is that? That was what will tell us what's going on here. Not immediately. Amakrod, Pasuk says, when Shaul sees David going towards the Plishti, Omel Avner Sarat Sava, Ben Mizehanar, Avner, who is this guy a son of? But Yoim Avner, Chayin of Shechar Melchim Dati, I have no idea, I have no clue who this is. Right to Gemara, he didn't know who it was, Shaul didn't know who it was, but it says in the Pasuk that Vayavoy David al Shaul, Vayamid lefanov, Vayavayu ma'oy, Vayiloy noisa kalim. That they were very close. So he knew who it was. Elad Mar says, Shaul was asking about his father. Elavu kamashal. Frank the Rav Avlo Yodlai, you know who his father was? His father was one of those famous people in Klal Yisrael. Vachsiv, Vishme Shaul Zakim Baba Anosh. And it's talking about Yishai. It says, in the pasuk, if you read it from the reading pasuk, David ben Ish Efrasi Hazem based Lechem Yehuda Shmo Yishai v'lo Shmo Inabanim v'Ish Meishal Zaken Baba Anoshim. What does it mean Zaken Baba Anoshim? Omer Rav Tamer Rav Abba Zay Yishai Avi David Shnuchas Malchusa V'Yatsa Malchul Uchlusa. He was a general of 600,000 people. He was a famous chashuva person, and he was one of the only people that didn't do avera ever in his whole lifetime. So he of course knew who Yishai was. So now the Gemara will explain the question. How come Shaul? Shaul is asking this: Imi Peretz Asi, Imi Zarach Asi. I know he comes from Yehuda. Which family Yehuda is it? From Peretz or Zarach? Why? Because it makes a difference. Imi Peretz Asi, Malkahava. The descendants of Peretz were Malachim. We're going to become kings because Peretz is Loshen of Shamelach Peretz Lasses Zarach. He could Peretz get it. He goes wherever he wants. He can make a road here. He makes a road. You can't stop him. Or Mizarach Asi, which also a Chashiva Baal Mahava. It also means he's Chashiv. He's a star will shine. He'll be an Adam Chashiv. So he knew for sure David HaMelech will be something special. Either a king or a Chashiv person. My time, why was he so sure that David is destined for greatness? My time, Olei Shaul Aleha. The Chassid says in the Pasuk that David HaMelech put on these clothing to go fight. He put on the armor to go fight Goliath. He put on Shaul's armor. And it says like this: Vayilba Shaul as David Madov, Venosan Koiva Nechoshes al Roshe, put on a hat of Nechoshes, Vayilba a Shiryon, and he put on a armor. So it says Madov that it fit him like a glove, Kimidasai. And the problem was, Shaul HaMelech was a huge man. Nechsev Beg Bashaul, Meshichmo Yamaila Gwe Mikolam. He was taller than everyone, a head taller than everyone, from the shoulders up. He's taller than everyone. So how did it fit him? So he chapped, oh, something's up over here. This is someone special. So Akaponim, that's what he wanted to know. Is he from Peretz or Zarach? Omay Dayek Adami. Dayek Adami was a huge Talmud Chacham, but he always made a stick of trouble. Omay Dayek Adami, Ach at the Mashal Olav, Im Hagenu L'Malchus Im Lav, Shal Olav Im Roy Olav V'Kal. Before you're asking if he's Roy L'Malchus, check out if he's even can marry someone from Klal Yisrael Im Lav. My time, a wise child, the Kaasim Rus Hamayavia. His great grandmother is Rus Hamayavia. He can't even come into Klai Yisrael. Omli Avner, so Avner is a general answer, Tanina. We have a price. Amoini, Veloy Amoini, Smavelim Mavis. So there's a drosha. It says Amoini, Veloy Mayonis. Yeah. So Doig says the answer back not so fast. El Miata, Mamzuloy Mamzeres. So we may say Mamzuloy Mamzeres. So he says no. So Avner says no. The Chsiv. The pasuk says, "Mamzik siv mumzar." If it's a mumzar, it's enough. You don't need to be dafka boy. So he says back, "Mitri v'le mitris." So Doeg says, "No, I'll tell you why." Now Avner says back, "I'll tell you why. It's only by the men at the ladies." Shani halka the fire's time to craw. Allah shali kidmu eschem belechem amayim. Darke shalish lekadem v'le darke shalish lekadem. It's ishul shakadem. It's a derech of the men to go out to war and not the women to go out to war. And if it's going on Sachar Bilam, Bar Ma'avim, so then maybe it's because it's not derech for them to hire Bilam. Like upon him, it doesn't apply to them. Break tomorrow, no. Hoylem kadem anoshim ukras anoshim, anoshim ukras anoshim. It's still, it's not pasadik for the ladies to go out to the men, but the ladies go out to the ladies. So why shouldn't they be part of the Isser? Ishtik. He was quiet. Ishtik, he was quiet, didn't know what to answer. Ishtik miyat. If it says, Vayemer. So the Gemara just brings out that they in this Alma Halacha because the pasuk says like this: "Vayomer Melech Shaal Ata Ben Mizeh Elam." The next pasuk says, the first pasuk says, "Mizeh Hanar." Who's this Nar? Ben Mizeh Hanar Avner. That's pasuk Nun Hey. In pasuk Nun Vav, it says, "Vayomer Melech Shaal Ata Ben Mizeh Elam." All of a sudden, calls him Elam. It also means a young child. Why change from Nar to Elam? Hasam Karli Nar. How Karli Elam? How come Alei Halacha Nesalmucha? We forgot halacha. Save a Shabbos Medrash. Go ask the Beis Medrash what's the halacha. And we're going to stop over here. But what's going on here is that we have a big discussion over here. Where was David HaMelech from? He's from Rus HaMayavia. How could he even marry in the Klal Yisrael? Forget about being a Melech. So that's what's going on over here. We'll keep them in suspense till tomorrow to see what happens at the end of the story with Avner and Doeg.